Masechet Midot Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Here we'll talk about how the rooms on each one of the three floors had different widths because the wall was indented inward at each level. The point here is, as we go up, the ceiling above had to be wider. The ceiling above had to be wider in order to support the beams at the bottom of each room. Mishnah says, "Atachtona hamisha." The width of the bottom level rooms was 5 amot. Above these rooms, the hechal wall was indented 1 ama to support the ceiling beams at the bottom levels of each room. Ve'roved shisha. The floor of the middle level was 6, and therefore the hechal wall was 6 as well. So if the floor of under that room was 6, then the room was also 6 amot. Ve'emsa'it shisha. The width of the room was also, on the middle level, was 6 amot. So 6 was the hechal wall, 6 was the room, was the floor under this room, which is also the ceiling of the lower level, and therefore the room itself was 6 amot. Viroved sheva, the floor of the top level, which is the ceiling of the middle level, was 7 amot. Ve'ha'elyona sheva, and therefore the width of the top level room was 7 amot. Shne'emar, ha'yatziah ha'tachtona 5 ba'ama rohba, ותיכונה 6 ba'ama rohba, ושלישית 7 ba'ama rohba. The pasuk in Melachim tells us the bottom room was 5 amot, the middle one was 6 amot, and the third one was 7 amot.